The Holocaust in the early 1940s resulted in the death of 6 million Jews by the Nazis during World War II. A play at Ben's Experimental Art Theater takes on this somber topic in its newest show, In a Child Shall Lead. I'm Kelly Blyer, and this play, based on true events called In a Child Shall Lead, gives us insight into this horrific time in history. It's the focus of this week's Heart of the Arts on Take 5.
Where's Mrs. Kavkova?
She won't be coming anymore.
You mean she's dead?
Yes.
How?
Shot.
For what?
Does it matter?
The horror of the Holocaust has been relived in such works as The Diary of Anne Frank, but A Child Shall Lead offers a different perspective from thousands of children in the Czech Republic living a nightmare.
Did they find out about the school?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Were you followed?
No.
Are you sure?
They'd have come in by now.
You put us all in danger. What are
we going to do? Lisa Canope is the assistant director of the Beat production.
It is a concentration camp in Czechoslovakia called Terezín, where children were encamped while their parents were sent away to various different camps. And they created secret schools and learned music from other prisoners in secret and documented everything that they were experiencing so that the rest of the world would not forget.
Lila Smith-Danes is the director.
And one young boy gets shot for writing a letter to his brother. So, you know, it's just, but the relationships that happen between these children are really, you know, they're lovely. They're survival.
We'll be careful. Someone will always be watching. Later we'll go through the books and see who can teach what. Today, I'll start with a history lesson. No.
Riley Gibson plays the oldest child in the camp.
I learned what an impact it was on everybody and just kind of what these kids did in the school and how courageous it was for them to do it, knowing what the consequences would be.
7-year-old Spencer Daniel is the youngest member of the cast.
I play Yana Hilarova, and she's actually more like She has fun in this camp sometimes, but sometimes it's a little scary for her. And even sometimes, I play with Eric sometimes. And also, she is 6 years old, and I don't really know what's going on. I don't know why they separated us from our parents. It's kind of scary for me. But I know that I'm with my sister Ava and that I'm safe. And so she's like my only sister that I have, and she's my only family member inside the camp because I don't know where Mommy and Daddy went. So we stay close together for forever. And I learned that, like, I can't believe that this actually happened. And it really brings a tear to my eye. It really makes me cry.
Director Lila Smith-Danes.
It's just so easy to close our eyes to what's going on to kids. And it's a good way to remember what's happened and be aware of it and make sure that it doesn't, or it stops happening, you know, that people are treated well, that people are treated like humans, you know.
Assistant Director Lisa Canope agrees.
Many of the kids, you know, won't get this in school, and this is just a different side of the Holocaust nightmare that people most often are exposed to. This is a children's point of view, something that really happened. It's factual, based on facts, and could be very inspiring. I'm hoping that the subject matter doesn't scare people away, and I hope they come and see the show.
We've got to keep our minds alive. Read the poetry. I'll stand guard.
Read our poem.
Okay.
The Little Mousie.
But quietly.
A mousie sat upon a shelf searching for a flea, deep in his fur, but he couldn't catch it. Grr.
The mommy came and searched his coat. She caught the flea, and off she ran to cook it on a frying pan. Then she called to the mousie.
Come and see. For lunch, we've got a nice fat flea.
And A Child Shall Lead opens tonight at Second Street Theater and runs until April 22nd. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.